Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome you to our first workshop together. In this workshop, we will learn to chant by engaging body, mind, and heart in the service, in relationship to the chanting. Actually, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides in the beyond the Vaikuntha planets, beyond the Brahman, in the eternal Goloka Vrindavan, is very difficult to attain with the body and the senses. In fact, Rupa Goswami says, Atta si Krishna namadi na bhavet grayam indriyai. The material senses, the dull senses, are simply not capable to chant. They can't grasp what is Krishna, a totally spiritual entity. It's almost like, how will you see with your eyes the wandering thoughts? Not possible. It's more subtle. The mind is more subtle than the senses. Now the soul is even more subtle than the mind in the sense that Krishna says some, even after hearing, cannot understand what this is. It can't be grasped. The spiritual cannot be grasped with the senses or the mind, or nor the mind, actually, we say. However, the Lord can reveal himself if he sees we make a sincere effort to engage body and mind and heart in the process of the chanting. I would like to give you a little analogy which has struck me very much when I visited for the first and up till now the only time in my life, South India. I went to the temple of Ranganathji. May I see if some of you have made that pilgrimage? Who has made this pilgrimage? Oh, good. Very good. Very good. When you try to have, or when you go for darshan, you have to see there are different walls around the inner temple. They are there for good reason, because there were so many times foreign invaders who wanted to steal the deity and the golden, pure golden roof above the deity, that the kings protected the deities by strong walls, who had an entry gate called a Gopuram. You must have seen. So as you go into the temple, trying to reach the interior where you are having the darshan of this beautiful deity who lies down on the bed of snakes. It's a very impressive deity with really big eyes. I remember this. As you try to get there, you will have to pass first through the walls, or more concretely through the gopurams, the gates in the wall, and then you come after some time. It's quite an impressive walk in the shade of ancient pillars, and the roof is also so solidly built. And then you come before the deity. So the first time I went, it was really early in the morning for Mangal Aratik, because I had been informed that's the best way to avoid the long queues. So we went through one gate, a second gate, and then we came to the temple, and we expected to see Ranganath, but the door was closed. We were told he was still tired. I hope it was not the pujaris who were tired. So they had a very nice veena player making good morning music or wake up music, but it was too soft apparently. The alarm clock was too soft. So they brought a hathi, an elephant, and the elephant, he first looked also a little tired, but he was incited by his mahout, you must make noise. So he lifted his trunk and then first some stool came, the other, that was not appropriate. But finally he got it and he went 3 times. And then you heard the bells inside, clink, 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 and the altar door was finally opened from inside because Lord Ranganath he was in the mood to receive guests. He had woken up. I've never forgotten this and have thought very deeply about this. We want, in when we chant, to meet the deity of the mantra, the Lord of the mantra. The Radha and Krishna are there in the mantra. We want to meet them. We want to make contact with them. We want to be together with them. But before this will happen, we have to align or bring our body, mind, and heart there. We have to cross through 3 gates, if you so want. And then we stand before, then we have given our best. Now the rest is up to the Lord. That rest means whether or not he will reveal himself. Thank you. Cannot be influenced by our methods, our techniques. In other words, the final realization of Radha and Krishna while chanting is not a matter of your techniques. It is up to Krishna's very sweet will to reveal himself. But if you have gone already through the gates, if you have already engaged the body, the mind, and the heart, you stand very good chances because you are now before, you are now there, you are present-minded. If you are not there, if you are absent with your mind and your body first, mind and heart, even if there should be a revelation of Krishna, you will not see it. You will not recognize it. We are reminded of Duryodhana. Duryodhana had, let me say like this, the Pandavas made one last attempt to avoid the battle of Kurukshetra, because it would be a fratricidal war, no? Brothers fighting with brothers. It was not pleasant to them. So Krishna went on a peace message to the court of Hastinapur, and he said to the assembled members of the Sabha, Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Dronacharya, and Duryodhana was also there, and Karna, that please see, the Pandavas are the rightful heirs of the entire Kuru heritage. All the land, all the wealth, all the influence beyond belongs to them. And he gave reasons. Then he said, but they have been satisfied with a small part that is Indraprastha, where Indraprastha and the surrounding land. The agreement was that after the they had remained in exile, the they would get their rightful share, give the rightful share. Everyone was convinced of Krishna's arguments. Then Duryodhana spoke. He said, I cannot tolerate if the Pandavas are there. And he gave many, many reasons, but ultimately it boiled down to one point. He was envious of them and their wife Draupadi. Then Krishna said, okay, if you say like this, then comes the last offer. Give them five villages to rule. They are kshatriyas. They have to do their dharma. And then, Karna went to Duryodhana and said, accept this, this is better than anything you could hope for. Dhritarashtra, of course, the king said, Bhishma said, this is, who cannot accept that? Then Duryodhana overruled everything because he was so demoniac. And you must understand, he had somehow the key to the heart of the Dhritarashtra, the temporary king. The others had to follow what Dhritarashtra said. Bhishma had to follow Dhritarashtra order, Dronacharya, and so on. They were bound. So after Dhritarashtra had said, son, be normal, accept this to avoid this terrible battle which will otherwise ensue. Duryodhana just exploded and said, father, as long as there is any Pandava on the land, my heart is not in peace. It's not a matter of giving them land. It's a matter of them or me. Dhritarashtra began trembling, my beloved son. Yes, father, I'm going to kill myself. Calm down, this is slightly extreme, and at that moment Krishna said, but I am on the side of the Pandavas, Duryodhana. Do not mess around. Duryodhana had prepared for this. He had instructed his soldiers under the order of Shakuni that we will try to bind Krishna, then Krishna is in prison, then he's not on the side of the Pandavas. The Pandavas will lose all their morale to fight and they will go in the forest. Problem solved. He called the soldiers, and they brought the chains and all the shackles and so on to shackle Krishna. At that moment, Krishna revealed his Vishvarupa, his universal form. Do you know this form? The sun is one eye, the moon is another eye. Everything, including London, is part of the universal form. The present is part of it, but also the future is part. Everything rests in the Lord. We know this. And the soldiers were, where he has thousands of arms. Where exactly should we bind? It is not conceivable where to bind. Duryodhana just gave Krishna a rueful smile, a wry smile, we say in English. He said, Vasudev, I also know some magic. Don't play magic. I have seen one friend of mine is appreciating magic. And there are two brothers in Germany. They are called the Honest Brothers. And they do the most wildest magic shows. You know, there is a screen like this, and to enter it, to start the show, all of a sudden you see on the screen the Honest Brothers. They are called the Ehrlich Brothers. They are there on the screen. Then you think, oh, sure, that's some. I don't know where the projector is, but that's some movie projection. You know, this girl, they are riding on a expensive motorcycle. You know, and they are there, and you think, sure, somewhere there must be, maybe from back, there's an unseen projector. But then, listen to this. Then it makes a tremendous noise on the screen. Then you see there is a motorcycle on the screen, and the motorcycle drives out of the screen on the floor. And you don't know. Or they bring a saw, big saw, on one of the brothers who is chained on the table, and he tries to find the key for the lock, but he cannot find it, you know. And then it comes, and you see, it just cuts him. And then the legs get up while the upper body is still chained and start to walk around. Enough magic for this evening. No, more magic is going to come. and then somehow it joins together, and it's just like crazy, and you do not know what is happening any longer. So Duryodhana said, I also know some magic. This is just some magic trick. That's why they are called, their art name is Honest Brothers. They are not honest. It's just some trick, something. And if you find out, you say, ah, how could I be so foolish to believe this? So, my dear devotees, this is what Duryodhana thought Krishna to be, just a trickster who has bewildered some congregational devotees from London to believe that he is God. Hare Krishna. He has tricked his devotees, who are very gullible, to believe he's God. There was Duryodhana. Even he saw the Lord, he did not see. Because Krishna is not an entity of this world. And those who only have worldly senses and who are not purified cannot see him. This is what Rupa Goswami is saying. The gross material senses cannot grasp the form of Krishna, the name of Krishna, his qualities and his pastimes. Not possible. So only someone who engages the body and the senses, he can get some revelation. And that's the whole idea of the first lesson in chanting. You need to learn how to engage the body and the senses in the chanting. And we will do this now. I will request you, did you bring your Japamala with you? If not, it is not a problem. You can do it. I will go very fast through the first thing. The first thing relates to bodily posture. Please sit properly. What does proper sitting mean? It means that your spine is erect, tall. Sometimes when we are older, this is very difficult to accomplish on the floor. What you can do is you can just show everyone a cushion and bend it a little like this, so that it's your tailbone, it's called, or coccyx is the right name, is a little elevated. Then it's easier to sit straight. The yoga scriptures of Patanjali say it should be a firm seat. You should not fidget. Fidget? Is it fidget? Like move? And what else? It should be sukham. It should not be painful. Not that you think, oh, my leg, my leg, my leg, my leg, Krishna, Krishna, my leg, Krishna, Krishna, my leg, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. No, no leg, japa. Comfortable, sukham, Sanskrit, and sthira. Sthira means steady, no? Keep your steady pose. I will remind you from time to time as we will think. I was in a seminar in one of the Pandavasena, no, teacher's retreat, teachers for the Avanti school retreat, with one devotee. His good name is Sandipani Muni. Or is he Sandipani Muni? And he said there is an impressive body of scientific research out which do make the point that physical posture very much has an influence on the whole the well-being of the body, and amazingly of the mind, the inner well-being. Therefore they recommend let us say that in the morning when you get up, you don't hang around, but you take on a power pose. I don't think this is very suitable for devotees. It reminds me of Muhammad Ali. He would go in the box ring, I am the greatest, I am the greatest, I am the greatest. And he would say to his opponents, you little rat, you little rat, you little rat. And by this words, he inspired himself to do extraordinary boxing. He showed a tremendous amount of agility and strength in boxing. And he discouraged also his opponents, you know. In martial arts, when a samurai warrior faces another warrior, he does two things. He takes on a strong position and he screams very loud to discourage his opponent and to encourage himself. So we won't scream in japa, but we will sit straight. You might have heard Prabhupada was always, when we were together with him, he never tolerated weak sitting postures. I myself saw him once correcting my elder brother. My elder brother came, was during the lecture, and sat holding his knees, like you do. Like this. You only have been satisfied to hold one knee. He held two knees. And Prabhupada interrupted his lecture. He went like this on the Vyasasana and said, don't sit like this. Pronunciation, so important. There must be not a slurry, weak sound. There must be a full sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I often say during my kirtans, you know, full sound, sing fully, you know, otherwise the sound vibration is imputed. The hand is missing in the Hare Krishna. When you say Hare Krishna, legs are missing. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It must be Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All right. So the last in this category of engaging your body fully is hearing. Let the sound come in the ear. I request you for a moment to just take your left hand, and just hold it as if you have an ancient telephone, not these boring flat liners which you have, and you say now, you listen to yourself chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Continue. Can you hear yourself? Yes. Don't say. Chant. Yeah. Thank you. So we will now try, thank you very much, these three elements of the body and chant together one round. First, we chant all together, and then when I give you a sign and request you, we will chant in our own natural pace. So start with sitting. If you feel it is good, you may do what Gokrishna said, take a cushion and so on, and have the. We want to open our chest a little bit, our shoulders, which are always slumping forward, especially by sitting long and working on a keyboard. So just bring the shoulders up and roll them down while you open your chest. See, on an inhale, up, on an exhale, yes. Now you sit properly. In this way, enough oxygen can come to you and you won't be tired. Then proper pronunciation and listening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please continue. Hare Krishna. Proper posture. Sit properly. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Continue. Your pronunciation clearly, audibly. Utter the holy names. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Continue. Please listen, hear the names as they enter your ears. Give proper and respectful reception. The holy name is the dearest guest. Receive him through the ears. Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you so much. Now we will continue in our own natural pace. We will complete our round. And from time to time, I will say something which reminds you to correct your posture and reposition yourself. I will say something which reminds you to sharpen or correct your pronunciation and the listening. Let us chant together the Panchatattva mantra to request blessings for this one round. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara. Start now in your own pace. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ariges, Ariges, Nagis, Nagis, Nari, Ayam, Yam, Nam, Nam, Nari, Ari, Ari. Ariges, Ariges, Nagis, Nagis, Nari, Ayam, Yam, Nam, Nam, Nari, Ari, Ari. Ariges, Ariges, Nagis, Nagis, Nari, Ayam, Yam, Nam, Nam, Nari, Ari. Ariges, Ariges, Nagis, Nagis, Nari, Ayam, Yam, Nam, Nam, Nari, Ari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please continue. If need be, please reposition your body. Whether you sit on the floor or on the chair, the same rule is applicable. The spine should be erect and the shoulders slightly opened. Sit properly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama. Anam, Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Yam Ram Ram Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram Yam Ram Ram Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram Yam Ram Ram Hari Hari Hari.
Please continue. Please pay a little bit more attention now on your pronunciation. Do you have a clear pronunciation? Is the name really fully there?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Yama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Yama Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Please continue just for a little bit longer. Now please bring your attention to your listening. Do you really hear the holy name? Are you there in listening to the holy name? If it helps you, you might please look at me. For a moment, do this. I call it telephone chanting, but don't do it too long. It would create a new movement within the movement. No need. Oops.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you very much. Now comes the briefly what I personally consider the most essential practice during this first level chanting. It is to bring the mind where you are. My dear devotees, this is a great, great necessity. We have heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj the sentence, we live in an age of mass distraction weapons. The funny, not the threatening or dangerous thing is that they are not just outside, you know. Internet, videos, constant WhatsApp messages which we receive and to which we feel we need to respond. The great problem is that by this constantly being distracted, we have developed an habit of distraction, so that we are never there 100%. I want to encourage you to visit Janakinath's lecture, this or workshop this afternoon, where he will talk about one of the results of this distraction, that is that our mind tends to go to negativity, fears, anxieties, excessive plan making, you know, being very much concerned what others think about us, speak about us, write about us, publish about us, etc., etc. We feel insecure by this because we have reason to feel insecure since we have lost our center. The distraction or the habit of distraction pulls you away from who you are and makes you run around like a fly without a head or a chicken without a head and constantly a problem. One of my friends who works in a public school as a teacher said, there's a great problem which is known to educationists. When we ask people or students to just be a moment peaceful and close their eyes, they become afraid because they have not learned to be with themselves. But to be in their center. What to speak of being with Krishna? It's a great problem. If you cannot be alone with yourself, that means you are in bad company. No, would you be with a weird person? Would you be alone in a room? No, you would. Oh, you know, when you are a lady and someone not trustworthy speaks to you on the street, give me your address, I want to visit you. I have no address. I'm like the wind. You know, if you are threatened by being alone, if you are not entertained by being alone, if you are not blissful by being alone, it means you can't live with yourself. You have not learned to be with yourself. You're just running around without really your center. So the mind then is constantly attacked by negativity. I have written in the book, I want to read you something from the book. Our Western civilization has been remarkably successful in strengthening the influence of the ripus, the inner enemies of the conditioned souls. These enemies, inner enemies, which make the mind untamed, are the lusty desires to enjoy as much as we can lay our hands on. Lust, then anger, then greed, illusion. Oh, this is negativity, is illusion. Moha. Ooh. All this is just overwhelming the people of this age. It is a very, very great problem. So, obviously, when you have not learned to be with yourself, it's very difficult to do japa. You sit there, oh, Krishna, when there's something happening, this is a mild torture. Hare Krishna, again Hare Krishna. What else am I looking forward today? Krishna, Krishna, I had this yesterday. But if you can be focused on the holy name, if you can be totally present in the presence, absorbed, then your life starts. So in the following exercise, we want to bring our mind to focus on the holy name. And there is a very, very, very simple exercise to do this. It is deceivingly simple and powerfully effective. Would you like to hear about it?
Yes.
The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is composed of 16 names and 32 syllables. It all starts with the first Hare. This first Hari is a name of Srimati Radharani, or when it is understood as a vocative, it is also an address form of Lord Hari. Sometimes I'm joking with the people, I'm saying, how many names are in the Hare Krishna mantra? And everyone says, three. Hare, Krishna, and Rama. They say, wrong. Four. Hare, which Hare A means Radha, Hare B means Krishna or Lord Hari, yes. Krishna, so we have Radha and Hari or Krishna, same thing. Krishna and Rama. No. So it all starts with this first Hari. We could talk for many, many hours on the first Hari, but we will not do this here because we are entering on the first level. Prabhupada says the Hare Krishna means first we address Radha. O Radharani, Hare. Then Krishna, O Krishna. Then please engage me in your service. That's like the mood. So it all starts with the first Hari. An emanation of Radharani is Bhakti Devi, and Bhakti Devi at once brings the devotee to Krishna if the devotee is present with the first Hari. So as you chant, my dear devotees, all you do is you bring your full attention. That means your bundled mental shakti, energy, to the first Hari. You bring everything. First Hari. The rest you can relax. But when the next first Hari comes in the next mantra, again, you have to do it. Do you understand? Okay, so we will chant this now in one voice. And I will help you a little. Please chant. You can use your beads or no beads, because this will be a very brief exercise. And then we do our last exercise, beautiful exercise we do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. Now, your full attention to the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And again, full attention to the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Make your mind strong. And now, first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Strong. The first Hari.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama.
And again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It sounds a little bit, I'm aware, like in the British military camp. But we need to tell our mind what to do, otherwise it tells us what to think. Huh? So, if you do this, then after some time you can chant normally. Again, let us do this time a little bit softer, not so strong, because I think everyone got the point. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, the first Hare. First Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. Now I request you to let go and chant in your own pace. At the same time, kindly remember the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Please continue. Whenever you come to that moment where you start a new mantra, bring your attention to the first Hare. This doesn't mean that you necessarily have to chant louder the first Hare than you have chanted the other. No, it just means you're fully present. It's good if you can do this without needing to raise your voice.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Try your best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Please continue. Now, my dear devotees, it is no longer required that you bring your attention only to the first Hare. Bring it now to the rest of the holy of the Maha Mantra. Try to somehow be with the entire Maha Mantra, from the first Hare to the last Hare, and all the beautiful names in between of Krishna, of Rama, etc.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Please continue. If need be, please reposition your body. Sit straight. Shoulders open. Pay attention to your pronunciation.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Please continue. Now ask yourself, do I hear my mantras? You want to really make sure you're listening to yourself chant sincerely.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Please continue. Finally, whenever your mind goes somewhere else, bring it back. Bring it into the present moment. Into an awareness of the present moment. Huh? Mm. Now there's only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nothing else. Everything else comes later. Now, holy name. Nitai, Nitai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
2 minutes. You can already get up and get it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram.
Thank you very much. We will now try the same thing in Kirtan. We will align our physical body by sitting straight. It will help us to roll our shoulders a little back, back like this, to open them again. In chanting, in Kirtan, there's the additional change that we can listen to the lead voice first. As we have listened properly, we can chant. Again and again, bring your attention to these three simple things. Reposition yourself. Pronounce the holy name clearly, audibly, fully, and listen to yourself. Let the sound vibration of your singing and of all the other devotees singing enter your ears. But first your own singing and then the others. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everybody, one more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
one more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And the last time together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I thank you very, very much for participating in this first workshop of our retreat. Today is your good day. Today you get the whole program of the Living Name in one takeaway sheet. I will request Shesha Prabhu to distribute for the men. Please come forward to pick these sheets from our Shesha Prabhu. And Hema, mother of Radha Prita, Priti, I saw you. Please come and the Matajis can approach our Hema and receive her living name, their living name sheet. I'm a little bit sorry, I will not be able to take questions on this, which is pretty straightforward. I will have to go now, and I have a wonderful preaching program with many, many people. I will be for sure back at 8 o'clock here in the temple for the Gaura Leela Katha. One last thing I want to say. Do you see, if you just try a little bit, you come into a different space. Maybe a space which you discover for the first time in your life. First, it feels like in foreign land. For me, this is home, because I'm teaching so much and writing about this. The land without distraction is foreign for many, and it is home for some. Please join the some. Because that land without distraction and will allow the Holy Name to really reach you on a deeper level. I wish you a wonderful remaining day, and please come forward and receive your living name card from these two devotees. Hare Krishna. Amen.